Well, I suppose as part of the strategic plan for Triathlon Ireland as a whole, two of the main kind of topics we're looking to concentrate on our sectors is one is juniors, another one is women participation. So we do realise that there's not as many women participating in the sport as there would be women. So we're trying to make a concerted effort to try and encourage more women to get involved in the sport, experience the three disciplines, and with this programme at the end of it, do a full triathlon, a really kind of sharp one. So it's going to be non-competitive, a little bit of fun, and hopefully that they can continue on after that with the local club. So that's really what it's about.
What's the time span of development from starting the programme to when you'll be able to tackle it?
Well, I suppose realistically you could probably just go right in and get through it. We'll pull you through it some way, but we want to give them a wee bit of background to what it's like. So this particular programme is going to take about 6 weeks, two training sessions a week. So they get 12 sessions before they actually compete in a little try event. And the try event will be relatively small, so it'll be no more than 200 metre swim, but a 10k bike and maybe a 2.5k run. And we want to try and keep it as non-competitive as possible, because it is pretty daunting, I'd say, for a lot of people to get involved in the sport at first. So we want to keep it a little bit of fun, and then hopefully if they want to participate in a little bit more competitive manner, they can.
And it's amazing how confident they'll get as the weeks go on.
Massive. I suppose the biggest thing is obviously maybe swimming would be the biggest fear for a lot of people. Maybe they haven't been in the pool for years. And then obviously out in the open water is a different kettle of fish then when they maybe if they go and compete during the summertime. The run is not so bad. Maybe some people have maybe tried to walk or run at some shape or form. And biking probably is another one. Probably people haven't been on the bike for years, since maybe they're a kid. So it's just about giving them that confidence that they can actually do that again, in an environment where everyone's the same. So this particular programme is for beginners, people who have never done a triathlon before. They might have dabbled in little bits and pieces of either. So you could be a fantastic swimmer, but you could maybe not be able to stay up on the bike. Or you could be a fantastic runner, but one length of the pool kills you. Yep. You know, so we're going to give them the confidence and the coaching to be able to combine all three together.
And in fairness to the sport of triathlon, it's one of the sports that has been on the up, particularly in the last five to 10 years. How's Donegal comparing to the rest of the country at the moment?
Yeah, massive. The local club here, Letterkenny 24/7, they've year on year seen expansion with their membership numbers, and they're probably not at a limit, I would say, but again, like all clubs and all sports, we always look for volunteers and coaches on the ground, and that's where probably we as an organisation struggle at the minute. We just don't have the workforce to deliver what we want and meet the demand of what's out there. So that's up to us to try and train people up, get more volunteers involved, and try and offer the sport to everyone. But the numbers are just growing. We're up on 11,000 members this year already. And as I say, we're playing catch-up all the time, trying to put people on the ground. Regional development offices in every region now. So that they can educate the coaches to come up and take these people. But it's still the fastest growing sport in the world. It's getting massive. We had the Ironman last week in Dublin. huge crowds there. So it has that attraction. And it is something that everyone can achieve if you put a little bit of time and effort into it.
How addictive is it? Because our own Keith Fletcher here in Highland, he's told about everybody in
he's
the country.
A top man, that,
he's told everybody in the country that he's doing triathlons now. So he has them. And he forgets that he has told you, so he will tell you again. But he's so addicted to it.
Yeah.
So and the commitment that he puts into it now, like, there's a serious amount of work on it.
Yeah. The kind of joke is, you know, how do you know someone's doing a triathlon? Well, they'll tell you. You know, so it does take a lot of commitment, because you've got three disciplines there and you need to put the time in. But it's a very, very friendly sport. You know, I've been involved in a couple of sports over the years, and I can say that the triathlon is very, very friendly. Everyone knows it's pretty hard to even just, you know, start the training, get in the pool for the first time, get in the open water, get out on the bike on the open road, and that kind of to feel safe in that. So everyone knows that as soon as you step in there in that training situation, that no one's above anybody else. They really, really do encourage people. And the club's fantastic for that. And we're running this in conjunction with the club. And the Wednesday night session, they will be in along with people who have been experienced and people who are total beginners. And I think that's important, just to, so they can, you know, knock off each other, ask questions, see that, okay, look, I've been where you've been. and you will get there. Like, you'll not drown in the pool, like, you know. So but it's good to have that kind of support around you.
Yeah, and if there's ladies who are listening to this piece today and want to get involved in this initiative, which gets underway on Sunday the 13th of September, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, like, well, they can see, I've put it up on the Letterkenny 24/7 page. It's been shared there along the way. If you want an application form or any other information, you can email me on michael@triathlonireland.com or give me a call on 083-374-6607. And I can send out any information you want to. Basically, what they do is fill out like an application form, a couple of simple questions on what level you're at the minute, and we can book a place there. So the first day on the Saturday 13th, will just be a wee introduction. We'll do a little bit of kind of bike ride, get people confident, see where we're at, and we'll give them a wee bit of an explanation what's happening.
That number again, 083-374-6607.
That's it.
I wrote it down right. Let's talk about your role now with Triathlon Ireland, because you're there for a number of years.
Yeah.
And I know, talking to you, Michael, you're particularly busy at the moment. And as the months and the years have went on, things have been, I suppose, the workload has been getting heavier and heavier. But
it does.
What exactly is your job at the moment with Triathlon?
Well, my role is a coaching club development manager for the whole of Ireland, basically. I started off as a part-time basis, just doing a bit of coaching with them. A full-time role come up, which initially was just for Ulster. Which was large enough in that sense. And I was the only full-time development officer in the whole of the country. So it's expanded out more, and we've now got three other people, one in Connacht, Munster and Leinster. We have another Donegal man actually in Leinster, Gary Crossan, so he's the part-time RDO down there. And we have another two, one in Connacht and one in, down in Munster. So basically, my role is to obviously manage them as one, increase the participation of the whole sport across the board. Our concentration this year is obviously juniors and women, raise the amount of memberships, the members that are there. It covers across a lot of things, with the junior development, talent ID, coaching with high performance. You cut across a lot of things because there's not many of us there. But the organisation, when I started, there was about seven people. There's now 28 staff there,
so,
and we're still looking for more people as it goes along.
And you'd be away with the Ireland teams as well at events, and in particular training camps, and what sort of experience is that?
It's great. Yeah, last year we were in just the south of Spain, the Giles, which is a training camp for they've been there a couple of years. We'll probably go again this year. Look, it's fantastic to be in that environment and be in a top class environment where people are training full time. We've got great coaches around us. We've got some of the best coaches from different sports. Stephen Delaney is our national development coach. He's a fantastic cyclist, an ex-pro. And Tommy Evans too, who's our technical director from Northern Ireland there. He's an ex-cyclist as well. And we've got fantastic people around us, very knowledgeable. So it's great to be in that environment. And as I say, I want to try and bring as much of that kind of expertise and stuff to obviously people here as close to home as possible, if I'm going to be a wee bit biased and nobody down the country is listening here, so they'll not hear it, hopefully. But no, we want to try and, like sports have been over the last while, with athletics, with cycling, some of the best athletes come out of Donegal here and around Ulster, so I want to try and do the same.
And that's a major boost for a club like Letterkenny 24/7 to have you in a position that you're in such a strong link there with the national body, and that'll benefit them across the board.
It does, yeah. And again, we can't do it without them. Without the support of them and the volunteerism and the people who want to be actively involved in coaching, my job would be absolutely impossible, because Donegal in itself is massive, never mind looking after Ulster and the rest of the country. So without their support, my job would be impossible. Yeah. So it's vital.
Let's talk about the success of 24/7, because we're here today to highlight an event that's coming up next month for women to get involved in triathlon. It's an initiative to try triathlon. And when the Letterkenny 24/7 club was set up originally, they were inviting members in to try triathlon. Now they have built, and the numbers have grown and grown.
Yeah.
And the performance levels of their athletes have been getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah.
And now we see the likes of Niall Callan and a few others who are competing and winning medals on the national scene.
That's right. Yeah, Aidan's fantastic. He's right up there, and he's competing at the top level. And he's standing about third or so in the national series there at the minute. So that's a result of obviously having the opportunity there to do it and having people there. And from the infancy of the club many years ago, it was a thought. You know, a few of us were in our sitting room and just said, let's start a club. And year on year, the numbers have went through the roof. And again, I think it's historically, it was like people maybe have done one sport and thought, oh, sure, look, I'm burnt out of that. I'll try triathlon now. but it's moved on so much now. We're attracting people at a far younger age, which what we need. And now they're not just a runner who does a bit of triathlon or a cyclist does a bit of triathlon. They're actually now saying, you know, I'm a triathlete first and everything else comes second. You know, we're biased in our sport. Yes, we want to, the same as the GAA and the soccer and everyone else. You're competing against the same pool. But I think, you know, we're gaining momentum. And as I say, the club is offering so much more. They had a big event out in Gerton there recently. Packed, you know, fantastic supporters and everything out there. And again, it's very family sport. You know, it cuts across a lot of things in terms of social aspect and everything. So I can only see it getting bigger. And
and there's some serious prospects there as massive, well within the club. Like, there's a few. If you look 5-10 years down the line now, there's some serious athletes.
And once we get obviously the junior section up and running, have that a dedicated section where we've got people just concentrated in that junior development. And obviously the schools is a fantastic feeder for that. So we're actively looking to get into that, and we're running an event in the Fun Valley Centre. That's the Donegal Aquathon Championships, which will be a pilot scheme working with 10 schools first, and then we're opening it up to an Ulster Championship, which will invite every primary school, 4th, 5th and 6th class throughout the Ulster, and using the same model as most sports would have: County Championship, Ulster Championship, and as at the minute we don't have an All-Ireland Schools Championship. Once that gets up and running the next couple of years, then you'll start to see competition happening and people coming to the fore. And like people, we have Aileen Reid, who's represented Ireland at the top in the Olympics. She's only from across the border there in Derry, you know. So we have the talent there, and I'm sure with more people like the Brownleys out there, you know, in Ireland. So we just have to find them.
How's your own performance at triathlon at the moment?
like a lot of people, this woman with
the. Do you get time to actually do one now?
Well, I did a wee try last year, but again, I will do one eventually. Like, but marathon is what I'm concentrating at the minute. At the end of the season, so depending on how that goes, I'll maybe put a wee bit more time into this woman. And
are you doing next week's marathon? Are you?
No, I'm actually away. I'm away. Leaving for sunnier climates on Sunday and Saturday. So I do a bit of training out there. So yeah, I will do one next year. Get the marathon out of the way. And,
is it easier to train in different environments? Like,
yeah, well, I suppose as you see yourself, the climate here wasn't great this last little while, and being in an environment where you don't have to work, you're just concentrating on training with the heat, and you're just, as I say, concentrating on that. So yes, you can do it here. We can find some fantastic terrain here and everyone to do it. And again, as I said, the coaches and everyone here to do it. But the heat does help a little bit, yeah, and having that no distractions and you're away somewhere else, it definitely helps.
Yeah. Just finally, before we wrap up, the contact once again for the Try initiative for the women.
If you want to email me, just email michael@triathlonireland.com and I'll send you off an application form. Or if you want to chat to me about it, contact me on 083-374-6607 and I'll be happy to alleviate any fears or concerns you have before you commit to this. But as I say, we've had a great response so far, so hopefully we can continue with it.